This is the local VK5 news segment. And from Skark, the South Coast Amateur Radio Club.
Good morning, everyone. This is Peter, VK5PET, for the South Coast Amateur Radio Club. Do you have friends or family who would like to get into this fabulous hobby of ours? If so, Skark are running a foundation license course on the 3rd and 4th of August at the Seaford Meadows Scout Hall, Rowway Avenue, Seaford Meadows, starting at 9 a.m. Registration for this course is by contacting Mike, VK5ZC, before the end of July, either by phone 0410 221 011 or by email vk5zc@skark.org.au, and he will give you all the information you need. The foundation manual is also available from Mike. And now for some bad news. In this last week, the tower on Mount Terrible collapsed and has affected the 70cm, 10m and 23cm repeaters. The 70cm repeater has been temporarily relocated, and we may see relocation of the others in the near future. Discussions are taking place and advice sought as to a solution, so watch this space. That's all from me, 73 from Skark.
And from the Elizabeth Amateur Radio Club.
Good morning, everyone. This is Alan, VK5 Mike Alpha Kilo, with a few notes from the Elizabeth Amateur Radio Club. It is proposed to celebrate the 60th anniversary of the club during the RD contest weekend of the 17th and 18th of August. Commemorative card and special consign are planned, and a barbecue will also be held during the period. The Science Alive event at the Wavell Showgrounds is on the 2nd to the 4th of August and is well underway with the allocation of a site area. We are this year being included on the Science Alive social media promotions. Don't forget to complete your induction online if you're planning to attend. The Jota Scouts event on the 19th and 20th of October has some changes this year. For information and instructions of participation, please contact Bruce, VK5VAB. The 17th of July Tech Night will be on the online SDR receivers presented by David, VK5KK. The 21st of August Tech Night will be on the VK5CL contest logging software presented by Ian, VK5ZD. The next general meeting of the club will be on Wednesday, the 3rd of July, and the club meets on the first and third Wednesdays of each month at the Grove venue, Burdett Street, Elizabeth Grove, 7:30 p.m. for an 8 p.m. start. Visitors and potential members most welcome. Look forward to seeing you there. 73's Alan, VK5, Mike Alpha Kilo.
And now let's hear from AHAS, the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Good morning, this is Phil, VK5SRP, with news from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society. July the 13th will be our next coffee morning at the Shack, and this will start at the usual time at 9 a.m. By then, our work on the Girl Guide shed should be finished, and we can get back to regular 4 Saturday technical sessions. Jim's lesson on oscillators last week at the Shack was great. This was our first technical session for 2019, and may several more follow over the next few months. Thanks, Jim, for a great effort. General meetings start at 7:30, and the presentations are run first before a light supper, and then the business part of the meeting last. The July general meeting will be a talk by Mike, VK5ZC, of the history of amateur radio. And on August the 15th, general meeting, we will have David Murphy to tell us about radio and audio pioneers in South Australia. Many of you will remember David's excellent talk about theatre loudspeakers some time ago. A new version of the club calendar is now on the website. The ALARA contest for this year is on the weekend of August the 24th and the 25th. Details are at www.alara, that's alara.org.au/contests. Remember, if you cannot always listen to the broadcast live on Sunday morning, you can get it from the North East Radio Club website for about 3 or 4 days after it goes to air. Northeast Radio Club, all one word, .org.au. Click on the WIA broadcast link and you will find the national and local broadcast MP3 files. You can play them from there or download them to listen at your leisure. Advance notice of this year's AHAS buy and sell. It will be on Sunday the 3rd of November. And this year it's being held at the Marion RSL. More details later. Advanced bookings for this year's buy and sell can be made by contacting Roy Gabriel, VK5NRG, whose email address is vk5nrg@wia.org.au, or you can also phone him on 0438 362 049, or Trevor Wrigley, VK5TW, vk5tw@wia.org.au. Every Monday night at 8 p.m, the weekly club net is held on the VK5 RAD repeater, 147 megs with a minor 600 kHz offset. All licensed amateurs are welcome. If you wish to contact me, you can send an email to vk5srp@wia.org.au. If you must use your mobile phone, you can send me a text message to 0428 835 621. That's all for this week, 73.
Now, news from the North East Radio Club.
Hello again, everyone. This is Les, VK5KLD, with today's news from the North East Radio Club. Well, last Friday night's tech night was very absorbing. We had two of our gurus, namely Rob, VK5RC, and John, VK5COR, and they gave us a rundown on 3D printing. They had an example of one of these machines set up, and they showed us how you program them to do any sort of piece of work that you wish to construct using the 3D printing technique. And they had some examples there of some of the things they've made, and also one or two failures. So it was very interesting, and yeah, marvellous, some of this technology that's available these days. So thank you very much, gentlemen. Everybody was really absorbed with this very interesting tech night. Now, if you want to practice your Morse code skills, then the Morse code beacon is up and running again, and you'll find it on 146.650 MHz. And, yeah, you can try your hand at Morse code by practicing and seeing how good you can get. So don't forget the Morse code beacon up and running again on 145.650 MHz. And the North East Radio Club AGM is on again. It'll be Friday the 12th of July. And of course it's in our usual spot, the Modbury West Community Hall at Capulet Crescent. Get there at about 6 p.m. for a 6:30 start, and there's a $5 entry fee to cover the cost of pizza, chicken and chips, etc. And please bring along a plate of salad or some desserts to share with everyone. There'll be coffee, tea and soft drinks available, but you can bring along some of your own favourite beverages if you wish. And we'll also have available call books and squid poles if you want them, so you can get some on the night. And we'll also have a special guest lecturer telling us all about a subject of general interest. So I hope to see you there on the 12th of July at the North East Radio Club AGM. And remember that it's an AGM, so there will be some vacancies available on the committee. So if you think you can contribute to the running of the club, then by all means stand up and volunteer for one of the positions. Remember, it's people like yourself who make the club work very well. Well, that's all for this week. 73s and good DX from Les, VK5KLD.
Now let's hear from the South East Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, with the weekly update from the South East Radio Group. I sincerely hope that none of you are suffering from frostbite or worse. It's been pretty bitter here in the lower southeast for the past week, with a number of sub-zero mornings recorded. It makes for a very invigorating early morning walk, that's for sure. Following some discussions at our last business meeting, we have successfully invited the RASA-sponsored QRM Guru presentation team to attend one of our activity nights. Many of us here, and everywhere in fact, suffer from almost intolerable QRM on HF. Garage door motors, touch lamps, and thankfully now a diminishing problem, the plasma TVs, along with power line noise and all sorts of other difficult to identify problems. We are hopeful that at least some of our members will gain enough knowledge from this presentation to enable them to at least identify the source of their problems and hopefully be able to remedy them. For more reports from other clubs that have had the benefit of this presentation, quite a few amateurs have been able to cure or at least diminish their interference problem. If one amateur manages to achieve this aim, then the visit has been very worthwhile. He is hoping that this will apply to some in the mount. In the interests of fairness, we will again be holding a business meeting in Millicent, as we have a significant number of members based in and around that town. As usual, we will be carpooling, and in the past, quite a few of the Mount Gambier-based amateurs have availed themselves of this service, resulting in good numbers attending these meetings. Hopefully, this will apply to our July business meeting as well. Tim, VK5AV, and the education team will be busy over the coming few weeks. They have 4 and possibly as many as 7 candidates for foundation licences and 2 FCALs who are very keen to upgrade to the standard licence. We wish all of them good luck. The 70cm IRLP repeater, node 6875, has received some tender loving care recently and is now back in action. Thanks to Peter, VK5BE, and Colin, VK5DK, for their highly valued efforts. That's all I have for you this week. The members of the Southeast Radio Group wish you all a great week. And I say, 7-3 from Surge.
And that's the VK5 news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au.